Hello and welcome to the Tea and Toast podcast. Number 3, I think, officially. So, my name's Pritesh Palmer, and I've just done the second podcast. So, this is the third, and whilst I'm here, I thought, why not talk about something that's quite simple? So, this is for all the people who are business startups. So if you're already existing and out of the SME, if you're a medium to large company, then this is probably slightly irrelevant to you, but it might help you a little bit. So if you're just starting out in business, a lot of people, sorry, by the way, that squeaky noise was actually my chair. I'll try and not do that again. So if you're starting out in business, one of the things that I will help you do is get a website or get a logo. Now on the website front, I'm sort of completely ignoring the brand, logo, graphic design, all that stuff. Today on this podcast, we're focusing on the web design. Now a lot of people don't seem to understand that are business startups, don't seem to understand how this works. So this is what this podcast is for. Just to really break it down, this might seem really simple for some people, but in order to have a website, what you really need is a domain name, which is your name of your website, and you need a host. Now, this can be quite simply described in some ways. The best way that I can describe it is to say, well, if we have a house, you need to know how to find that house, and the house also has a name. So this is as simple as I can possibly sort of, you know, break this down really. And your email addresses are something that comes with your door number, your name. To be able to have a website that's viewable, you need to have HTML files, but they need somewhere to be stored. So they need to be stored somewhere, and that is like having a hard drive, but it's your server space. So that's what your hosting is for. So your domain name is separate to your hosting. However, you can buy these as a package for reasonable prices, and you could also get your emails attached to that to work with it. However, your emails are not attached to your hosting, they're attached to your domain name. Now, from this, once you've got them, I think the quite interesting bit I should point out is that you do have to pay for this every year. In some instances, every 2 years. That depends on usually just your domain name. It's usually your hosting that can be spanned every year. On some packages this might vary. I've seen some that does it every 4 years or something. But initially, on a very basic level, these are the two things that you need, your domain name and your host, and you would pay for them every year. Your email addresses come within that, and the rest is kind of plain sailing. You need a website designer of some sort to be able to give you their HTML files or something that is readable so that you can view an actual web page. So viewing a web page and actually having a site is also different. That's your third element, but you need your first two to be able to get going. Now I hope this has explained something on a very basic level. And if you've got any more questions, then please get back in contact to me at Prit, P-R-I-T, at teaandtoast.org.uk. Until next time, I'll speak to you soon.